RPG Lessons Learned. When the game is over, when your players are gone, that's when lessons are learned. We're at RPGLL Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, rpglpodcast@gmail.com, and check us out online at rpglessonslearned.com.
This is RPG Lessons Learned. I am Brian, and with me, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Dusty, who is going to tell us about what happened in this week's episode, or this week's what session, I guess, of Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. So, Faux-Diluvians, I'm so proud of that episode title, Faux-Diluvians. So, Antediluvians are pre-flood vampires, sort of Cain's original children. And because of Eduardo and Zeb's fantastic power, they've been taken by the rest of Kindred Society for Antediluvians. So, we're going to explore that in this episode of our Vampire the Masquerade campaign.
If Cain is going around creating a whole new second generation after millennia, I wonder if Gehenna really is upon us. Eduardo was the one that stood between Jack and the door. Make me a social roll. DC 4. My default DC of 4. Wow.
I doubled my social.
He didn't notice that you were standing between him and the door. He didn't notice anything about how you were acting or behaving. He's still trusting you guys.
So what do you think I was doing?
I thought you were about to complete a vampire bingo card.
Jesus Lord, no. I said once we were getting trapped in there. If we were getting trapped in there, he's getting trapped in there too with us.
Fair enough.
I was thinking that. I was 100%.
I already have Bruja, remember?
All right. I don't.
Now that's what I want to do. What I want to do is pull you in with the prince. The prince is going to summon you. As you guys leave that room and you wander around a little bit, you see some guards, you know, black stocking caps, black sunglasses, black trench coats, etc. Walking around, looking.
Sunglasses at me.
And when they spot you, they make a beeline for you.
What's their body language?
Like they're on an errand and in a hurry.
Okay.
Prince wants to see you guys.
All right, we'll see the prince.
All right, you follow them.
And I know he's a vampire. Hey.
There's another alcove, and this one is like the one that Jack brought you into, but everything's a little nicer. The door is not metal. It's super heavy wood. It's more featureless. Everything's still featureless, but there's a super austere, plain table. And a desk and a chair, and the prince is sitting behind it, and you two are standing. And the prince rises and comes to greet each one of you, shakes your hand again robustly, but more sedately than outside. Mm-hmm. And the prince is looking contemplative, and he says, "Remind me, where did you come from? What city?"
Cleveland.
Yeah, sure.
How long have you been kindred?
Shortly before you asked us to do the blood hunt.
Shortly before? How shortly?
Maybe a week.
Did you really say maybe a week?
Shit. Yes.
Okay. He's going to no-sell it because of the report that he got.
Sandbagging.
No. You're older than a week.
I might be.
I'm starting to think that you're older than me.
You look so young.
I've been around for a long time.
Would that be that hard to do?
Have you ever been around the Tremere before? The lady whose hand you shook. Remember losing that?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if you were getting right back around to that. I was hoping you forgot.
Yes.
The Tremere have a special understanding of blood magic and blood potency. She didn't notice anything from you, Zeb. But Eduardo, she's never sensed blood so powerful.
Really?
Sari thinks you're... I don't even want to say the word. It seems absurd. But it's what she said to me. She thinks you're beyond a Methuselah.
Huh.
was here.
You passed the roll, hush.
You did pass the roll. You successfully hit your power.
No problem. Don't know what to tell you. Haven't been around that long.
You've been my brother my whole life.
Maybe we're just talented. We certainly helped you out in the past without too much trouble.
You did help me. That's why we're having this conversation. Mm. My initial reaction is fear. And what I fear, I usually destroy. I want to keep my town safe. I want to keep the masquerade. Mm-hmm. I want to keep the kindred in line. I want to keep this excellent balance we've maintained for so many millennia. And I don't want to tip that balance in any direction. I'm a status quo man, you might say. Yes. As a prince of the Camarilla, that's my job. Now, on the one hand, I've got Sari telling me that you are, and he hesitates, an antediluvian.
Huh.
That's a new one.
Kindred from beyond the time of kindred. Kindred from the time of Cain. That's what she believes. But you presented yourselves before me, the prince of the city. You've done two favors for me. You completed a blood hunt, and you took care of that nasty Sabbat business north of here. I don't know what to think. Why would Antediluvian appear before the prince? Why would Antediluvian live peaceably among a kindred society for 2 months? Why would Antediluvian do a service for the prince above and beyond the blood hunt that every kindred is called to? What do you two want? How can I help you?
Don't know that you need to lump me in.
And frankly, how can I help you move on? What would it take to get you to leave my city? Don't misunderstand. Peacefully. I have no wish to start any quarrels with anyone as strong as you.
We don't wish to shake things up. We can move on if we need to move on.
Yeah.
But you value status quo as well.
That's why you haven't heard much from us.
That's true. I haven't. Have you heard anything about these Sabbat that have come to town?
Just the ones that we took care of.
Yeah.
He kind of visibly deflates. And he does the opposite of what he's done in the past when you've sort of bowed to him. And he briefly bows to you, Eduardo. And he doesn't dismiss you, but he opens the door and lets you leave if you want to. But you can also stay and ask him questions if you want to. He's letting you know that he's done, but if you're not done, he's fine with that.
Do you need another problem solved as before?
Many kindred shy away from combat. They shy away from the final death. Many kindred want to live long lives and avoid what could be a deadly encounter with another kindred. What makes you seek out this danger?
Exciting. Living forever can get old. If I haven't lived that long yet. I'll also stay to keep things interesting while I'm still here.
He has no idea what to make of that.
Somebody has to keep this guy safe.
The only thing that concerns me now are those dead Malkavians. Asherah sensed their deaths. They died in combat against very strong opponents. I can only imagine we've got at least Sabbat elders here.
Would your Nosferatu help us with the Sabbat elders?
Or help us find them?
The Nosferatu are already looking for them.
Have they found anything yet?
No. I've heard no reports back. The Nosferatu work slowly and methodically, but I'm sure you know that.
Would they be willing to help us find and take care of this problem that you have?
It's a conversation you can have with Tirza.
Sure.
Sure.
Can she talk?
She can't. She prefers to write, and she does a lot of sign language.
We'll send her a letter.
Yeah.
All right. Do you end the interaction, or is there anything else you want to say to the prince?
I don't think we're good here.
How long have you been over the city?
For the last 73 years.
That's a long time.
To some.
Maybe not long enough. I'm just trying to be
good. Save. Let's get the hell out of here. Yeah.
All right. He sends you out, or you leave.
Mm-hmm.
The Enclave lasts for 3 days. Do you stay for the 3 days?
Where's Delilah at?
Well, first of all, do you stay for the 3 days?
I mean,
breaking kayfabe yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So for 3 days, you're served one goblet of blood every day to replenish the one that you spend.
Even me?
Yep.
Yes.
To replenish the one that you spend when you
wake up.
You wake up. Delilah was taken with your power move of just walking away after you'd screwed up.
Of course.
And Delilah is terribly intrigued. Especially because she's heard, number one, she saw you hanging out with Smiling Jack, who's, if she's into Anarchs, Smiling Jack is like King Anarch. And number two, she heard that you guys got called to the Prince because those guards that went looking for you were pretty open about looking for you because the Prince wanted to see you. So now, all of a sudden, you're people that the Prince cares about. So she comes seeking you out. She's interested.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna be frank. She is a bit of a hedonist.
I don't really just want to kill her and drain her just to take whatever Toreadors have. But at the same time, she's so into Anarchs and stuff. And, like, part of me wants to just get rid of that whole conversation. I don't need her looking over our shoulders.
That's what I'm getting to. You have three choices. You can rebuff her.
Mm-hmm.
You can...
Which will probably want her, or make her want more.
Maybe, but after the Enclave ends, she has less access to you.
Ah, true.
You can rebuff her. You can seal the deal, so to speak. Mm. Or you can use one of those creepy rooms to try to kill her.
At the Enclave? Or after the Enclave?
At the Enclave, because after the Enclave, everyone's going to leave. The issue with that is going to be, what are you going to do with the body?
Don't want to leave it. No, I don't think we need to be that bloodthirsty.
We're still under suspicion, even if they say we're not.
Yeah.
All right, so we've eliminated Killer.
Or...
I'm not going to close the deal either, because she's way too into it, and that's just kind of a turn off.
So you're going to rebuff her?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you rebuff her. When the Enclave ends, the clans are sort of let go one at a time. The Prince doesn't want an obvious rush of, like... crazy beautiful or crazy animalistic or crazy magical or crazy boho people, like, all at once leaving this building in the middle of the city. So he's sort of letting them go in waves. And he lets them go pretty much in this order here. The Malkavian go, the Nosferatu go, the Toreador, the Tremere, the Bruja, Gangrel are the last ones. When it gets down to them, and Anarchs are usually last. And by this point, Jack's probably wandered over to you as the Prince is letting him go, and he's like, we're always last. Bottom of the totem pole.
Has Rufus cooled down any?
No. In fact, Rufus says to the Prince, he basically volunteers, Aaron, you go ahead and go, Aaron. We'll see these lowlifes off. Gesturing at all of the Anarchs.
Can we hear him say that?
Yes, he says it openly in front of the Anarchs. He doesn't give a damn what the Anarchs think. Mm-hmm. Aaron stops cold, and he looks at him, and he doesn't look at Jack. He looks at you. And Rufus, and you, and Rufus. And finally, the Prince looks at you and raises one eyebrow in a way that I could never do. But he raises his one eyebrow, non-verbally asking a question.
I kind of wave my hand, folks.
All right, Rufus. Thank you for your favor. So you know what's going to happen. Rufus is going to jump the Anarchs.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
We know now.
Yep. No, I could kind of tell based on the eyebrow.
And if you couldn't tell, I didn't ruin anything for you because...
He jumps us right there and then.
No. As soon as the Prince starts to leave and the Prince's guards are leaving and everyone's, getting out of there...
It's a perfect place to clean up.
He starts cracking his knuckles.
Does he have any buddies with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Nice.
Three other Gangrel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even better.
Yep. Right. So, you have a couple of other Anarchs there. Here's the thing about the Anarchs, guys. Most of the Anarchs are clanless. There's so many generations removed from Kane that they don't carry the obvious curses or boons of the clans. They're weak. They're not powerful. They're not strong. They're not able. Some of them are little more than ghouls.
They don't really have disciplines or anything.
They don't really have disciplines or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rufus and his Gangrel that have stayed behind are going to cut through them like a scythe through wheat.
Is Jack still there with us?
Jack's still there.
Okay. Does Jack know what's about to happen?
Jack can sense things, and Jack starts herding some of the weaker of the Anarchs back. And Jack looks grim-faced and grave and ready for whatever happens. Not looking forward to it, but ready.
Mm.
What do you guys do?
Start buffing, god
buff
dang it.
Buff, damn
sure.
It.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then, so go ahead and choose your buffs and mark off your blood and do all that.
We can only do physical, right? That's all we can buff?
That's all you can buff with imbue, yes. And I would encourage you guys, as you think about buffing, look at your disciplines.
Right.
Some of the disciplines you have to activate with the blood, like...
all of them, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of them except for the two passive ones at the very bottom.
Yeah.
The reason fortitude and potence are at the bottom is because they're always on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if any of you have any of the animalist stuff.
Nope.
Or protean. Protean would be a good one to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talons of the Beast.
I'm going to put a blood on dominate and a blood on physical.
All right. Have you reviewed what these disciplines do so that you're ready to use them in combat?
Yep.
So what's the Camarilla stance on self-defense?
Well, I think the prince knows what's about to happen. And I think he asked you if you were okay with it. And I think you said yes.
Okay. So the prince sent me... Say I'm powerful as he thinks I am. Let's say it doesn't go well for Mr. Rufus here. Is there any consequence for us?
I don't think the prince would have asked you if you were okay with things and left you to it if there would have been.
Fair enough.
I think the prince has a healthy amount of respect for your help that you've given him. I think he appreciates what you said about being status quo guys just like he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rufus is probably not his favorite person.
Fair enough. How many Gangrels are in the room with us?
Four, including Rufus.
Okay.
So we got Jack. And he's got two full-on Ancillae, which are like one step down from Elders.
Mm-hmm.
And a Neonate with him.
All right.
First of all, let's go back to the question I asked you before. A lot of the Anarchs behind you are weak and are not going to be helpful, and they're going to be like lambs to the slaughter. Do you make any outwardly defensive gestures, or do you just not care about them?
No.
Nothing, yeah.
No, we're
Jack, not. Or you went,
Jack
you,
has
you
been
in or
yeah. So I don't think it makes sense to do anything.
Yeah.
Good,
Jack's in.
Good point.
So what I'm going to use Jack for is to cancel out one of the Ancillae.
Okay.
Like he walks out away from the Thin Bloods,
uh-huh.
And he and Barossa do the thing where they're circling.
Yeah.
And everyone's sort of waiting for the penny to drop. What do you guys do with the three that are left?
Do you Primogen. One of us to go to the Primogen and the other one to go after the Ancillae and the Neonate?
We both go for the top and take them down from there.
Both go for the top. Love it. Let's do it.
All right, so that was a nonverbal exchange between you two.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you two start walking toward the Gangrel, and
yep.
you glance at each other, and you mm-hmm. have that sort of exchange.
Yep.
Do a little nod. Raise an eyebrow, do a nod.
How does initiative work?
It's highest physicality and then highest mental.
Initiative.
Unless they have Hunter's Instinct, Advanced Celerity, or Basic Celerity.
They have Hunter's Instinct.
Of course they do.
Son of a bitch.
They're Gangrel. They do have some protean on. All right, they're going to go first.
Oh, boy.
Yep. We're going to have Rufus attack first. As the Gangrel Primogen, he is going to attack the guy who beat him in the handshake.
I sure did.
Three successes.
Okay. DC4, right?
DC4, yeah. Correct.
Yep. Tied.
So you take 6 damage.
Delightful.
And now, Ada is going to attack. She's an Ancillae. 2 successes.
Physical?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So make your physicality.
Two successes.
So she succeeds.
Damn, the dice are not our friends right
now. Wow, and she does 6 damage too. And then finally, Miriam is also going to attack you. Miriam is a neonate. Nope. 2 successes.
One, two, three.
She misses you.
Thank God.
All right, it is your turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to use 2 blood to heal. Does that count as my turn, though?
No.
I'm going to use 2 blood to heal.
I'll do the same. I'll attack him. 4 successes.
4 successes. And you attack Rufus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 successes.
Okay.
So you hit Rufus. What's your damage?
1, 2, 3, 4.
7.
7 damage.
Physicality plus 2.
Then it's these 2, right? Rufus, oh, no, that doesn't add it.
Rufus does not soak. Rufus is going to lose die on his next roll.
Good.
Your turn, Zeph.
I'm going to pull my pistol. I'm going to shoot Miriam close range with a pistol of DC 3 close. One success.
And I think with that, you just need the one success,
right? Yeah, thank you. I think range was that, yeah.
Yeah, you just succeed.
Cool.
A bullet inflicts a number of health levels equal to the attacker's successes on the strike roll, which is 1, plus 3.
Okay. 4. That's not too bad.
So that's 4 damage. Bullets can be soaked, so she's going to roll her soak.
Okay.
No 5s.
Awesome.
Damn, she only has 1 less health?
Correct.
Damn. If it's the thing that kills us, then it's the thing that kills us.
All right, Tomers get murdered. Chop, chop.
Rufus, after you. 2 successes.
Come on.
Oh, die. I'm sorry. Wait. My bad. Rufus is down 1 die.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But he only got 2 successes. I could remove. Let me do this.
4, 9, 6.
1 success.
I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go with the lower of the 2. Mm-hmm. 1 success.
Okay.
Rufus does not hit you.
Nope.
Otta's going after you. Otta has not been damaged. 1 success.
2 success.
She does not hit you. Cool. Miriam is down 1 die. Attack to you. 2 successes. I see 3.
2, yep. 3, yep.
All right, they missed you all this round.
The die are in our favor.
All right.
All right, Rufus.
You're attacking Rufus?
Yep.
Rufus has 3 successes.
Don't matter.
I have 4.
None.
You have 4.
And if I didn't, I have 3.
All right, and you do 7 damage?
I sure do.
Rufus is down.
All right, so I'm then going to shoot Miriam, I guess. Yeah, I'll just do that.
That's a job.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Successes. Oh, yeah, she's known.
Well, hang on.
Wait, she got a soak.
Let me make her roll. Actually, no, even if she got 4, she's hit.
Yeah.
I just rolled her soak in that case, and she did not soak. So that's 4 more damage to Miriam. Okay. Wait, I'm sorry, did you shoot her?
Yes.
How many successes did you get?
4.
So
4 plus 4 plus 8, 3. So 8 damage.
Yeah, Miriam's done.
Cool.
Not dead though, right? We can drain.
Not dead though.
Cool.
Because you're doing the pistol, Otta's going to do this thing where she's going to attack Eduardo, and she's going to try to put your body between the pistol and her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Not a bad move.
2 successes.
Almost dice box.
I love mine.
2 successes.
All right, so she hits you.
Okay.
She's going to hit you 4. Her physicality is 5. So 5 damage.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me soak.
And you need to roll soak.
Really good one. So 3 damage.
Yep.
And then that's her turn, so it's our turn again?
Yeah, it's I don't know which one of you, Eduardo or Zep, wants to go first.
If I may.
Do you mind if I go first?
Well, you'll shoot me.
Well, I won't shoot you. I'm going to command her to freeze.
Ooh.
This. That way it's
okay.
Buffet time for you.
All right, now how does commanding her to freeze work?
Psychic roll.
Okay, versus, let's see here. What discipline is that?
It's dominate. It's the basic dominate, top of the page. Command.
Basic at the top. Oh, dominate's down here. Basic,
yeah,
command.
Yeah, it's not.
What is the victim roll? Psychic roll. Yeah, it's 2 psychic rolls. She's rolling 4. Wait, which one is this? She's the Ancelay.
Mm-hmm.
She's rolling 5 psychic die. 3 successes.
Shit.
1, 2, 3. So it matches. So,
boom. So you succeed.
You're welcome, sir.
Mm.
The command must be obeyed. The victim must understand your language.
Mm-hmm.
So she's frozen. She stops.
Cool.
You still have Jack over here fighting, and it looks pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't intervene, I'm going to roll a d6, and it could go either way.
Okay.
Odds for one, evens for the other. Do you intervene or do you feed? The consequences for intervening
mm-hmm.
are that I'm going to roll a die on the two of them that have been dead for a whole round.
Mm-hmm.
You could keep both. You could lose both. 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm. I'm very selfish.
If you feed on them, the consequence is I'm going to roll a 50-50 die on whether or not Jack survives. You could have your cake and eat it too. You could if the die are in your favor. But you got to choose what you want to risk. Not what you're going to lose, what you're going to risk.
Shit, let's intervene.
You feed, I intervene.
Yeah, we can do that, right?
All
right,
in that case, I'm going to roll on one of them. 50-50 on one of them, and I'm going to choose her. And Jack is saved. I'm going to roll a die on Miriam.
Yep.
Do you want even to be good or odd to be good?
Even.
Evens?
Sure.
You choose evens? Evens. You guys have
all right.
4 vampires to drain.
Yep. You want to do this?
We should kick open the doors and let the witnesses out.
Yeah, true.
You actually need to feed on them right now unless you want me to start rolling dice on them.
In front of the Anarchs?
In front of the Anarchs.
Shit. Well, they're all nothing, so we can...
Yeah.
All right, which one of you... Let's start with Rufus. Which one of you drains Rufus?
I'm going after Rufus.
With Rufus, I'm going to let you choose. And as you're draining Rufus, and as his essence drains into you, he has animalism, he has fortitude, and he has protean. All 3 are advanced. If you have any of those basic, you can raise them to advanced. And because he's a primogen, I'm going to let you choose 2 separate disciplines.
Ooh.
Either 2 basics, take 1 basic to advanced and get 1 basic. Or if you have 2 basics, you can raise both to advanced.
Protean is pretty great that they get the +1 with the talons. And then Form of the Beast and Form of the Mist, that just sounds really neat. Like you could do some really cool stuff there. But Fortitude is on 24/7, so I think I'll take advanced Fortitude.
You already had basic?
Oh, I didn't have basic.
So you said you're taking the 1 advanced.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So you use your 2 to get the 1 basic and the 1 advanced?
Yep.
All right, that's Rufus. Who's draining Ada? Ada is an Ancelay.
Yes, I will. Yep. Next best.
All right. She's got advanced animalism, advanced fortitude, and basic protean.
Advanced fortitude.
You already have basic fortitude?
No, I'm taking 2. Oh, do I not get 2 of advanced?
She's just an Ancelay.
Ah, well, just basic fortitude then.
Actually, you know what? To distinguish them, I'm sorry. Let me make Rufus a special prize. You get 3 with him.
Ooh.
I'm going to make elders 3, and I'm going to write this down so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Elders, you're going to get 3 things. Ancelay, you're going to get 2 things. Neonates, you're going to get 1 thing. And fledglings.
And honestly, that kind of goes with what we've been doing.
Yeah, that works out. That works out.
I wanted Rufus. I wanted primogens to be a special prize. Yeah,
that's fair. I'll do basic protean.
Yeah, that works out. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, Rufus is done.
And I'll do the 2 fortitude.
Okay.
And then I'll do the neonate, so that way you can have 2 Ancelay.
Works for me.
All right, you get 1 from the neonate. The neonate only has advanced animalism, basic fortitude, and basic protean.
Okay, but if I already have basic, and she only has basic. We can't
correct. Do advanced. She has to have advanced for you to get advanced.
So I'll have to do animalism then. That's cool.
All right. So you're moving animalism to advanced?
No, basic.
You're getting basic.
I got okay. basic.
All right, she's done.
Because she's worth one, right?
He's an Ancelet. You get two, advanced animalism, advanced fortitude, or basic protean.
Protean.
Basic protean?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, and then what else?
Oh, sorry, what was the...
Animalism or fortitude?
I got fortitude, so animalism.
All right.
Nice. Crap, I'm a mage now.
All right.
Crashed. Works for me.
Man, we're getting
Let's also add some stats.
Yes, let's also add some stats.
Okay, you are only missing social.
Right.
He only has four social. Let me see. Yep, he's an elder. He's got four social. Make an opposed social roll with me. He got one success. Nope, you don't get anything. You're going to have to win an opposed roll to pick up the point.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So no new blood from him. Because he is a primogen, I'm going to give you two rolls. He got three successes. Nope, you're good. Okay. Ada. Let's see here. What do you want to build on? Which stat?
Oh, gosh. Let's throw another physical in there. Why not?
Yeah. Don't you already have five?
I have three. I've always been. I have a plus two because of the.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wow.
Yeah, because before I didn't think I needed.
You've got to beat her with her five physical.
Oh, that's like. I'm still buffed up though.
You are still buffed up, and I'll give you that.
I'll give it a shot. Why not?
She has four successes.
Delightful. So two, four, six.
Watch him hit seven. Hit it. Good. Well, you matched.
You matched. And, yep. You got it. You get another physical. All
right. Works for me.
And my rule here is you can only get raised to five if they have five. Yeah, right. Social is fine because you only have one social.
Min-max.
You have to roll against someone who has more than you to get it. Right. Which means if you have a four and they have a five, it's going to be hard to get that fifth one.
Right, that makes sense.
But I'm good with that. So, Ada.
Neonate.
Miriam is a neonate. She's got five physical, two social.
Two social. All right, let's take that. See if I can get one more. Her two versus my one.
One success.
Wow, it kept the same number.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
You got it. Is vampire bingo actually fun?
Sure.
Yes. You know why I say yes? Is because... Trip. It is a power trip. That's exactly right. I mean, this dude literally just thought that he could kill all these anarchs in front of us, and we were like, no, not going to happen. And we got the blessing from the prince to eat him. We got the blessing from the prince to kill him.
I don't know if the prince knew you were going to eat him.
I think the prince knows. If he's been king of Charlotte for...
I think
he knows we're old. He didn't know we're
true.
No,
Diablo.
No, he thinks you're old.
Yeah,
you're not
that's
old.
Right.
Oh, I know.
You remember your human
we're
life.
Only 2 months
he
old.
Thinks you're old. All right, Barak. What do you want from Barak?
Two.
He's an Ancelet.
What's he got?
Five physical, three social, one mental, five psychic.
Psychic? Well, ooh, boy, that's going to be hard to get, but oh well.
Two successes. Three successes.
Get it, man.
I'm done then. I only have two.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Holy crap, six successes. What the hell?
On two die? I've never seen
wrong
that.
You folks at home.
All right, one more quick roleplay thing before we finish out the session.
Sure.
We got to explain this to Jack and the Anarchs.
Jack and three or four Thin Blood Anarchs have just watched you commit the gravest of vampire sins. They've just watched you kill four vampires.
Yep.
And drain them dry. Jack's face is horrified.
We're topped off, by the way, right?
You are topped off. You've been draining vampires like crazy. You're topped off. What do you say to these anarchs who just watched you?
If I may.
This is like you stop a mugging.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are kind of.
Then you cannibalize.
Then you stop the mugging, but then you cannibalize the mugger. And the people that you saved are now horrified. And that's the expression. It's as if you have cannibalized the guys that were trying to mug you?
If I may. I'm going to play a little loose with the rules here. You can write me if you need to.
Okay.
I'm going to spend 4 blood. Okay. Well, 2. I'm going to use 1 on awe and 1 on fear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Awe lets me up my social more.
Okay.
And also use fears.
I'm fine with this.
You saw nothing here.
What is
we defended you and saved your lives. They perished, unfortunately. Nothing else of note happened. Are we clear?
Make your roll. So you're rolling the super buffy social roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're so horrified, and Diablerie is such a sin, I am going to set the DC at 5.
Okay.
And I say that, he has a double handful of dice, so.
Mm. Can I do a forget command?
Let's see what he does first.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Any leftover ones. So the one on the floor is, if you'd be so kind.
You got a 4 and a 2 on the floor here.
You said 2 on the floor?
No, a 4 and a 2.
A 4 and a 2. Well, that's 3 successes for your DC 5.
No, I can't do that.
That works. He has succeeded. Do you still want to do forget?
It wouldn't be bad.
What did you succeed at?
He just intimidated and awed the crap out of them.
Yeah, I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah, no, by all means, please.
Yeah, yeah, because if I fail, they're still intimidated and awed, right?
So
I'm going to do, instead, I'm going to do a unseen presence.
What you're going to do?
Vanish from mind's eye. If the vampire scores 3 successes, others in the vicinity will forget that they ever saw him at all.
Oh, that's very handy.
But that's only for me. That's
still like.
Okay.
That still gives you plausible deniability because they think I'm some, you know, old badass.
Mental roll, difficulty of 4. I'm going to spend 3 blood to get 2 die.
That's physical only.
Yeah. So
That's right. So this is a mental, which is.
And again, I don't care what the DC says there. I'm doing DC 5 because Diablo is such a bad thing.
Yeah. So this is a 5 mental. That's okay. They're still in.
They're still hanging out. You want to take another? Stab at it. I mean, they're not going anywhere.
I think that's it.
Try to take a sip.
They leave. As Jack walks by you, he goes, "Jesus Christ, guys! Jesus Christ!"
How many Anarchs were there?
Jack and 4. They're thin bloods.
Yeah, but now we're gonna be king of the Anarchs.
All right, guys. Any thoughts on this session before we hang it up?
That was good. I mean, the whole enclave thing was I wasn't sure how that was going to go. I'm glad there was a bloodbath though at the end, at least. But that was good.
There were several decision points that treed out.
Oh yeah,
could have gone a bunch of different ways.
And the die fell in our favor because
for a while there, but yeah, eventually.
Well, in combat, it didn't.
You thought I was going to even kill Jack, you monster.
Right, yeah.
I didn't think so. But like, I thought that.
But, like, Asherah didn't know who we were. Who was it? The Toreador, Leah, or not her. Who was it? Sarah, whatever. Like, she waited until the end to tell Aaron. So, like, we lucked out a lot there.
No, she was always going to wait to tell Aaron. She wasn't going to go to the front of the line, mid-line. She had to wait for the line to break up, wait for Aaron to finish addressing the crowd, and then grab him. And then he came looking for you.
My only question is Delilah still around?
She left when the Toreador left. So remember how they were leaving one clan at a time?
What I was getting to is that she wasn't like lurking and all of a sudden she watched and we have to go chase her down.
It was literally the Gangrel.
All the Toreador?
No. It was the Gangrel and the Anarchs and that's it.
Got it.
That's all that were left.
So I'm going to.
Two calls left at random.
I'm going
now to
do my lunatic's insight. Once per story, ask the storyteller a yes/no question. Will the Anarchs turn on us?
No.
I'll do that too.
Do you have that?
Don't worry about it.
You know what? I'm going to let you do it.
No, I don't.
It's the 4th session of 5. I'm going to let you do
it.
I don't know what to ask. Any more context?
Is there something else?
I'm going to hold that one in my pocket for later. How about that?
All right, write it down so you don't forget it.
Well, don't worry.
Right before he dies, is this when I die? Next game.
One specific question about the GMing, my GMing. At the beginning, it was a lot of narration at the start of the Enclave. There was the whole receiving line. I was self-conscious about how much talking I was doing, but I was also trying to give you the flavor of all the clans. Was it okay? Was it noticeable? Was it slow?
That's fine.
It led up to a 3-day wait, right? So like it was necessary, and it actually helped establish the fact that we're going to be here for a while. And I said I think it set that climate, because otherwise if we would have gone through real quickly, it wouldn't have felt as though we were going to be in a place for 3 days.
And for our fourth session, we really hadn't gotten that much into the clan politics,
right.
Number one.
Right.
And number two, for the fourth session, we had never really explained what the Sabbat were all about, what the deal is with the Antediluvians and the second generation and all that kind of stuff.
Or seen how ingrained in society they are to have an extra part of the building under Nations Bank.
Yeah.
Right. I think that sets a lot. And then also, now we have the I think we have Aaron's attention.
You definitely have that.
So.
Anything you would have done differently if you were me for the session? To speed things up or slow things down? Or
The only thing that I can think of is with the dice rolls, knowing which die, like, and maybe that's just on the sheet, which die we have to roll.
I need to add that to the
sheet.
That's
the only thing.
Yeah. It's like what die versus that character sheet has already got so much on it.
It really does.
I've got to find room for it.
Maybe like an icon.
The quick thing on the back for... The quick reference for all that stuff is good, but you're right. I need that for all the disciplines.
Yeah.
The disciplines need that, and I'll have to see if I can fit it in.
So GM/DM quick reference sheet.
Yeah.
Just players.
That quick reference thing has been working out great, but we've had to reference quite a few things, and mostly what I've referenced every time has been, what are we rolling versus what?
Right.
All right. One more question. The Book of Nod and the Cain reveal. I wanted the Cain reveal to kind of be kind of a big deal. Now,
we kind of, I think I guessed it, you guessed it independently.
Yeah. Was it the first session?
It was the first session. I think you guessed that you were the children of Cain.
Yeah.
This is the...
How'd you know? Well, Dusty, there's only so many plot beats you can hit in this game.
Right.
I love that thing from Vampire Bloodlines where Cain is sort of...
I haven't finished it yet.
Really?
I play through, like, to the point where the beach house shows up and that one werewolf and I just lose interest. I've never beat Deus Ex either. Great games. They're amazing. I'm fully ADD, man. I don't know.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Dusty, ask me about the movies.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me put it this way then. In Vampire Bloodlines, one of the questions that's asked on the subreddit several times is, how is this neonate vampire, who's created at the beginning of the game, able to gain all these abilities and level up by the end of the game? How does that work?
Oh, I know this one. Because shut up, that's why.
So I'm replicating that power curve, but I have always wanted to run, I always knew if I got to run a vampire game, I would run a vampire game where you were the children of Cain, where this mythical figure from long ago.
Just happened to show up in a Charlotte club, you know, drain some blood from some couple of bros, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Well, next session... We'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
All
right. I think we'll call that the session. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, sir.
People call them postmortems, evaluations, appraisals, reviews, retrospectives. We call them lessons learned, and we're sharing ours with you.